Stardate, June the 1st, 2312. My name is Perry, and this is my audio boo. Hello, boo buddies. It's the 1st of June. Wow, 6 months into the year already. Very, very scary. Very, very frightening. But no thunderbolts. Wow, June. So what have we got coming up in June? We've got the European Football Championships in Poland and Ukraine start next week. England are in a group with France, Sweden and the hosts Ukraine. So not the hardest of groups, but not by far the easiest either. I suspect we'll go through from the group into the knockout stages, probably in second place, I think. And then obviously, is Wimbledon in June or is Wimbledon in July? Not sure. But then you've got obviously Wimbledon, the Olympics, obviously all the Formula One. Football season starts again in August. Paralympics start end of August. So yeah, some a lot of sport coming up. So very good stuff to look forward to. Got a technical question. Sitting here in the study, just doing some month end work for work, being the end of the month, beginning of the month, and decided I actually wanted some music on. So I've got a nice set of Plutronics, it's a headphone with built-in speaker, a nice one that was given to me by somebody when I left one of my previous companies. And it sort of surprised me that when I plugged it into the USB of the Mac, I expected the Mac to detect it, which it did, but I expected it to override the speaker on the Mac and say, oh, well, as you've plugged headphones in, you won't want external speakers. But it looked like I had to go into a settings in system preferences and actually physically say no, change it to headphone, which was fine. Until, you know, I take it off and then it doesn't sort of deselect that and say, well, the headphones are not plugged in, therefore I'll let you go back to external speaker. And I'm sure on my Windows machines, it would have done that for me. Whether it would have done it on the USB or whether it would have done it when you plug a mic into the mic or the headphone socket into the headphone. But I'm surprised on my Mac it doesn't. Or does it? And is this just me not knowing my way around the Mac? If anyone knows, that would be very helpful. Really enjoying the booze. I have to agree with Acrobat. Regarding the price of the Kindle books versus the price of the physical books. I'm of the old school. I do like a book. But in the same token, I do really enjoy the Kindle app on my iPad. And Sarah's got a Kindle. And it's nice to be able to sort of go away and have a handful of books and not have to carry loads of books. But like Jana said, it's still nice to be able to look at a book and actually go through and look at the pictures. And I do, when I get a book, the first thing I do is turn to the sort of the middle bit, the glossy, look at the pictures. And it gives me a better understanding of the person. And then I go read the chapters and look at the pictures again. But yeah, I mean, I understand it's obviously the VAT and stuff, but I don't know. I think there's subsidy going on. I really do. Having worked in the mobile phone industry, I know about subsidy on handsets, on accessories, etc. But yeah, just it's one of those things that it's like sort of downloading a movie. You know, you pay the same price, almost the same price on iTunes than you do if you go to HMV and buy the actual physical DVD. And with that, you've got all the stuff that goes with the delivery and the packaging and the boxes and the actual physical, you know, publishing of the DVD. It's almost encouraging you, and I say almost encouraging you to actually download things illegally, thinking, well, why should I pay $7.99 for an e-book when actually I can go into Smith's and buy the same book for $5.99? Well, what I'll do is I'll just download it, because, you know, there's no incentive for me to not. Allegedly, of course, not that I would download books. Anyway, talking about downloads, this phone is flashing away, so I better stop talking and upload this boo. Speak to you all soon. Take care for now. Bye for now. Bye.